The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. Today we're talking about you getting some help. Like, you cannot do all of this yourself. The size of your dream is capped by the size of your team. Okay, think about that for a second. You've got big dreams, which means you're gonna need a bigger team. But where do you start? And how do you do that when you feel like my business isn't making any money? I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing each day. Well, I'm gonna walk you through that process. Today, I'm gonna prove to you why you can't afford to not outsource. You've gotta start, and you gotta start somewhere, and you're gonna start small. I'm gonna help you do that. I'm gonna walk you through a really eye-opening exercise, all right? So this is a really great time for you to grab a pen and a piece of paper, because you're actually gonna need to answer some questions. It helps if you can do it on paper. In fact, I might even encourage you to download a simple questionnaire. It's a sheet, really, like a checklist that goes with this episode. And you may have seen this before. Even if you've done this before, if you're one of my students, I want you to do it again. This exercise is called Delegate or Die. And you can download this sheet for free, and you can print it out and go through it as we go through this exercise together. You will find a link to it in our show notes. Now, what I'm about to share with you, it's one of the lessons that only my students have access to until now. So you're getting special treatment today. You'll be hearing one of the things that we walk our students through, and you get to do that today too, because listen, it's really important. I want you to make more money, of course, duh. But more importantly, I don't want you to work so hard. I want you to have the freedom to be able to do the things that you want to do, to spend less time working and more time thinking and coming up with great ideas and spending time with family. And the only way that's going to happen is if we start outsourcing. So without further ado, let's get to it.
I love concepts, but we're going to talk numbers so that I can really break this down for you, because adopting the outsourcing mindset, in order to do that, you have to understand that it's not saving you money. I need to help you understand how expensive it is for you to be doing these things yourself, number one, and how much it's costing you not to be doing the things that would move your business forward, but you've got that old school mentality, like, I don't know what I would give someone, or I can teach myself to do that. And when we go through this exercise, you're gonna realize how expensive that way of thinking is. Okay, so I've got two examples for you. These are two real life examples. Okay, so the first example is a member of my team. And this member of my team has her own side business. Go girl, go girl. You know that we teach what we preach and we walk what we talk what we walk. And so one of the members of our team here last year in her part-time business made $20,000. So $20,000, not bad. Maybe we should take out a loan from her. So in addition to working for Team Johnson, she also made $20,000 in her part-time business. And I said, okay, so how many hours per week did you work that job? Did you work diligently focused on building your other business? And she said, well, to be honest, when I'm really focused on it, you know, maybe an hour a day, maybe. And I said, okay, well, let's just round that up and say that you spent 8 hours a week. Okay, you following me so far? So 8 hours a week, and she made $20,000 last year. Now, what we did is we took those 8 hours and times it by 52 weeks. That got us 416 hours. So that means last year, she worked 416 hours, roughly, on her secondary business. As my friend Nicole likes to say, she worked on that thing that she's building, that place to go. Because many of you are working on building your business and you have a full-time job. And that's what I encourage you to do. Some of you have already quit your full-time job and you need your business to grow faster, quicker. You're expecting it to explode and it hasn't. Well, you are in the right place. You've made the right investment, because we're going to teach you how to explode your business. But for those of you who still have a job, you still have that J-O-B, you need to outsource more than anybody, because we take those 8 hours, which times by 52 weeks, you following along so far, equals 416 hours last year. That means that her hourly wage is about $48 per hour. That means that anything she's doing, like posting to Facebook, or sorting through junk email, or running to the dry cleaners, or making sure that there's SEO on her blog, or making sure that everything that she's done, every video that she's done, she's turned it into a blog post, or she's turned it into a YouTube video. Somebody doing that, which she doesn't need to do, but anytime she's doing that, she's paying someone, i.e. herself, $48 per hour. Now, what if she were able to work twice that? Focused, right? So what if she was able to spend double that, 16 hours per week? What if 8 of those 16 were from a virtual assistant, right? So you're following along? So if she was able to invest, think about this, invest 16 hours per week and make 40K without really having to add more hours to her week. So if you're following along, what I'm saying is every business needs at least an hour a day. It just does. To take it to the next level, it just does. If you want to explode your business, you need social media. You need an online presence. You need to know what's happening on Pinterest, on Instagram, on Facebook, on name the platform. You should be doing more there. But yet, I don't want you to work more. But what if we could add just another person to her business who was able to add another 8 hours, just 8 hours, right? Then she would be able to make $40,000 or more. Now, mark my words that her business has exploded since she started outsourcing. So in the last month, after hiring a virtual assistant, she says that she has been able to, at the time she is an MLM distributor, and at the time she was just bringing on 1 to 2 new team members per month. And since she started using a virtual staff member, she's been able to increase it. Now she's bringing in 8 new leaders, new team members every month. That's crazy. And went from 5 to 18 success points. Now, that was something she said she really struggled with. And this last month, it's been easier than ever. That's pretty cool, because she's still here at Team Johnson full time. But I would be a hypocrite if I didn't tell you my goal is for everybody who I love to have exactly the dream life that they want. And for her to be in a position where she says, and now I have a choice. You see, that's what outsourcing is about. Outsourcing for me, what my goal for you is to have choice so that you can go, I don't have to do that if I don't want to. I want you to have choice. And the only way that you're going to have choice is if you have more time and money. I didn't make up the rules. Those are the rules. Here's a secondary example for you. Let's say that you are a massage therapist. You make $75 an hour, or a chiropractor and you make $75 an hour, or a hairstylist, and you make roughly $75 an hour when you average the number of hours that you work, okay? And if we're looking at your average hours per week, and you know that there's about at least an hour per day spent doing things like scheduling and calendaring, and you're an in-home massage therapist and you have to pull up people's addresses and print out directions, and oh, it only takes a few minutes. Oh, it doesn't take much time, but it adds up. Let's just say it only takes an hour a day. That's an hour a day of you doing things that are not necessarily your gift. Your gift, if you're a massage therapist, isn't printing out directions, isn't collecting payment, isn't following up and making sure that you've got a social media presence and that there's people finding you on Yelp. It is not your gift to be able to make sure that people know who you are and what you're doing on Instagram. That's not your gift. Your gift is healing people with your hands. And when you do that, you make $75 an hour. Nonetheless, because you're doing all these other things related to your business, and even if you're just doing it an hour a day, that's a lot of money you're spending to do things that somebody could do for minimum wage. So what if you could take those extra 8 hours and use that time, just 8 hours, 7 to 8 hours per week, to work with a client? That's an extra $30,000 a year. I don't know about you, but that's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, and it just feels good. It's so much less stressful when you're doing that thing that you love. Like the parts of your business that you like the least, those are the first things you should outsource. Now, I've talked to start with about things that you could outsource even to somebody, you know, locally. And the reason why I start with that is because for some reason, people tend to be more comfortable with that concept. I don't know why. Like, I bet you have somebody who helped cut your lawn or maybe helps with the kids. Maybe you've used somebody to help run errands or you have a personal assistant. Maybe you have somebody you consider coming in to clean your home. But let me just tell you this. Those people are expensive. We're about to get golden right now. Let me tell you where the most amazing thing is going to happen in your business. It is hiring people online. There are the most amazingly talented individuals across the globe who in their countries to make $3, $4, $5 an hour is unbelievably rewarding. They can support their whole family on that. Now that was hard for me at first to accept. I'm like, well, like you can actually legally pay someone that little amount of money to do this amazingly difficult technical work? And the truth is, absolutely. And they will do an amazing job for you, and you can give them a raise as quick as you'd like to, because you will see how much it benefits your business. I want you to think about your wage. What do you make per hour? Okay, so think about what you brought home annually last year. Actually, let's just take a look at what it is you take in. And for some of you, you have a full-time job, and you also have a side business, right? Or maybe you have one or the other, that's fine. Just take a look at what you brought home last year and then evaluate how many hours, and really be honest about this, how many hours are you doing like the thing that makes you money, the thing that nobody else can do? Not wasting time on Facebook and looking at stupid stuff and you know the things that we do to waste time. Trust me, I do them too, all the time. But now I've got the time and the ability to do that. Before I didn't. Before, it just felt like pressure and stress and sleepless nights. But I want you to think about how many hours per week do you really work focused in your business? And you take that number per week and you divide it into your annual income. And then what you'll start to realize is what your hourly earning potential is when you're doing that thing that is your gift, that thing that makes you money, that thing that really you can't outsource. Like, I can't outsource this right now. I can't outsource talking to you from my heart. I can't outsource my passion, but I can outsource somebody editing this. And I didn't used to do that. I used to go, well, I'll figure it out and I'll edit it myself and I'll add in sound effects and music. And that is not called working in my gift. I've got people far more gifted doing that for me now. You need to work in your gift. So what is your hourly rate? Sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, really? I make that much per hour? It's shocking almost, right? But I want you to be shocked by that number because that's what you're paying someone right now to do everything that you could probably have somebody who's much better at it than you on your staff, who you can count on every single day for $3, $4, $5, $6 an hour. A lot of the stuff that you're doing online, that's what you can expect to pay. So why are you paying someone, i.e. yourself, $50 an hour, $100 an hour, $200 an hour, $2,000 per hour? One of the clients that I work with, when we went through this exercise, she figured out she was making $2,000 per hour. And I'm like, really? Really? Okay, so do you realize that the fact that you're going through and deleting your spam mail, that you're the person who's going through and liking photos on Instagram, you're paying yourself right now $2,000 an hour to do that. Even if you were to pay someone $100 an hour, you're gonna be making more money. Do you follow? You will. You have to embrace this mindset before we go any further. If you haven't embraced that mindset, it's not gonna explode your business the way that I know it can and it should. Now, your next thought is perhaps, well, I just don't know if I've got that much to delegate. And I don't know when I would ever even have the time to do that. Well, let's just take a look at what it is you do. Okay, if you haven't already, I would like for you to download or at least take a look at the PDF that we've provided for you. We've called it Delegate or Die. And this is something that my Smart Success students are very familiar with because, you know, you've got a choice. You can spend more time or you can get smart about your virtual business. But before we can do that, we have to really inventory it. And that's what we're about to do. And this is the tip of the iceberg. All right. I'm going to read through this so fast and you're going to feel your heart rate accelerate. And when you go through this checklist, which I'm telling you, you need to do, as I list off each item, you're going to check the box that says, I do this. I need to do this. Somebody else could do this, or it's just not applicable. It's not in my life. Okay. So remember, I do this. I need to do this. Somebody else could do this. And you want to check off the box, somebody else could do this if you've already outsourced it. Okay. And then NA means it doesn't even apply to me. Okay, you ready? A daily to-do list, reviewing your goals, checking your emails, returning your emails, managing your email contact list, scheduling calls and business appointments, checking voicemail messages, returning phone calls, looking up and printing directions, researching background on people that I have my next meeting with, creating a weekly reminder of upcoming events, creating slides and PowerPoints and templates for presentations and in social media, creating general work hours during the week so that I know where my core business time should be spent, sorting through business mail, updating computer software and subscriptions. Dude, you need to be doing that on a regular basis, and so few people do, and that's why they keep getting hacked. Managing your phone contacts, phone updates, etc. Technical, digital services like in-home, office, internet connection, cables, routers, phone service, computers, and printers. When those things are moving fast, you save time. Most of the time, we don't update those things because we don't even have time to sit around and wait for the guy who needs to come over and make sure it's updated. Cleaning junk up off of your desktop, organizing the desktop on your computer, uploading photos from your phone to Dropbox, uploading videos from your phone to Dropbox or whatever service you use, buying supplies, filing paperwork, booking travel arrangements, organizing workspace, listening to podcasts, continuing education, attending seminars and trainings, rereading my notes from seminars and trainings, scheduling time to implement the new things I've learned from academies, new trainings and seminars, retyping my notes from new trainings and seminars, scheduling time to review these things with my key people, beginning to implement these key objectives. I'm just going to skip because you get the idea, right? Like, these are things that make you an outstanding business person, which you don't even have time to get to right now. All right. How about this? Following up with prospects, following up with networking opportunities, meeting with partners of local businesses for marketing opportunities, networking to build relationships with local businesses, researching and joining a mastermind group, meeting with my mastermind group. Now we're moving on to team management and outsourcing, creating a daily to-do list for my personal assistant, posting jobs to sites like Upwork, formerly Elance or Odesk, researching the average day for these types of positions and jobs, brainstorming recognition ideas for my team, connecting with my team, creating questionnaires so I know who my key customers are, interacting with my employees and staff, planning team building events, checking in with my key customers weekly, checking in with my team members weekly, daily. Yeah, I'm just going to skip pages and pages and now move into social media because that's how you build your virtual business. Y'all know that. Finding inspirational content for social media and posts, scheduling time to look up top accounts in social media, creating a social media calendar, researching cliff notes on recent changes and practices in social media so that what you're doing is actually working. How about that? Organizing photos and videos to file and use in social media. Like every time you create a video, making sure that that video, you're taking the audio, that could be turned into a podcast. That podcast could then be transcribed and turned into a blog post. That blog post could then be pinned and attached to Pinterest. But you don't have the time to do that. And you shouldn't be doing that. You should be outsourcing it. What about writing a newsletter, proofreading a newsletter, managing a collection of subscribers, scheduling live webinars, creating content for live webinars? I mean, I'm just going to keep skipping ahead. Like, I have a bajillion things for Facebook, a bajillion things for Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn and Pinterest. And they're all places that you should be. Now, as I always say, you don't need to be in all of these places yourself personally all the time, but your content should be there. And you know that. But you keep thinking to yourself, but I want to live a life. You should live a life. And that's why we have to outsource. And that's why you have to change your mindset. LinkedIn, Google Plus, you know, live video, blogging, your own website. Who has recently gone through your website? And maybe you still need to create one. And maybe you need more freemiums and opt-ins and things that attract the right kind of customers. And see, you should be doing that too. But actually, you shouldn't be doing it. You should be coming up with the idea. Yeah. And then have somebody else implementing these things for you, right? All right, glasses back on. All right, so podcasts. All of these things relate to business, but you know what? Our lives are not compartmentalized. We have lots of personal things we have to do too, like shopping for gifts, wrapping gifts, ordering and sending flowers and gifts to our colleagues, friends, and family, writing thank you notes, writing out birthday cards, going back to the mall to return things, scheduling personal appointments like the dentist, the doctor, you know, hair and nails, got to get your hair did, and you've got to figure out when you're going to do that. And all of that seems like, well, it just takes a few minutes. No, it takes hours and hours and hours to live our lives and to do all of the things that I've just mentioned. And it's why you feel overwhelmed, and it's why you feel stressed, and I'm not even halfway through the list. Making dinner, making lunch, making breakfast, cleaning up the house, preparing weekly meals, shopping for groceries, making a grocery list, phone calls, personal visits with family members. What even is that? Personal phone calls and visits with family. Like, who even has time for that anymore, right? Shopping for groceries. Did I already say that? Exercise. Okay, that one you can't outsource. But I sure wish, and I hope you checked it. You're like, I do this. I hope you checked. I do this. Because that one you can't exercise. You can't outsource exercise, y'all. That's one you're going to have to do. Almost everything else, I'm totally cool with you outsourcing it. And in fact, I hope that you do, because you need more time to exercise, because that's going to make you sexy and it's going to make you happy and confident and fun and vibrant. And I'm not even talking about weight loss or anything like that. I'm just talking about you being a killer entrepreneur and an awesome person and having balance in your life. You need to exercise. You need to sleep more. You can't outsource that either. And you also can't outsource your showers. That's on here. You got to take a shower and you should do some personal grooming. You can't outsource those things. Actually, some of your personal grooming you can outsource. I had somebody blow dry my hair today, and I had Tiffany put on my makeup today. So there's two personal grooming things I outsourced today. And you know what? That's no joke, because while I was having my hair blow dried, while I had my hair did, which I don't do every day, but I was reviewing notes so I could talk to you, so I could do what I do, right? So I could do what I do. You need to outsource this stuff so you can do what you do. Is this list making your heart race? Are you seeing how your business could be so much bigger? Everything, just about everything. A lot of the things I've listed where you're like, it's personal stuff, you're probably gonna have to hire somebody who lives locally. And for some of you, you might feel comfortable starting there, but I'm telling you, the lowest cost of entry is hiring virtual staff members, is hiring a team to do all that social, all the stuff that's gonna build your business. So even though it's like really tempting to hire someone in person first, may I just keep pushing you to hire virtual staff. Yes. But let me just keep flipping you out and stressing you out, okay? Finances. Who's going to pay your bills? Paying your bills online, managing your business expenses, monitoring your bank accounts and your investments. Who's going to make sure that you've made that payment on your yacht? Reviewing profit and loss statements, reviewing your back office and accounting, reviewing interest rates. For real, like, have you looked at the interest rates on your credit cards? Like, just having somebody do that could save you tens of thousands of dollars. Just knowing what you're paying, making sure that you know what's coming in and what's going out and where you can get better rates on. And I need you to fill this out, because this is going to shift your mindset. Now, if you just played along with me and you were just listening and, oh, she's so entertaining, that's so funny, and you didn't actually go through that list, then your mindset won't shift. You have to go through the list and you realize, wow, dude. Okay, first of all, I've been a slacker. There's like a lot of things I haven't been doing that I could be doing. My business could be so much bigger. But bigger doesn't mean more time. It doesn't have to, unless you're doing all these things. And I've been there, and you don't want that kind of stress. You don't want to do these things yourself. You're going to fill out this checklist first so that you can understand how you can very quickly transition to that first outsourcing. Right, those very first jobs and tasks that you're going to outsource. Now, don't freak out, because you can bring on a virtual staff member to your team full time for as little as $500 to $600 per month. What the what? I know, right? Can you imagine? Seriously, for a second. Can you imagine having somebody working 40 hours a week doing all of this stuff, most of this stuff? Can you imagine what would happen to your stress level? Forget about your business for a second. Can you imagine what would happen to your earning potential, to your ability to really make an impact? Well, let me just tell you, it's going to blow up.
It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. And we're done.
This edition of Build Your Tribe was brought to you by InstaClub Hub. What is it? It is a membership. That means you log in and all of your lessons are there, but everything pertains only to Instagram. Full disclosure, we don't teach business funnels. We don't teach sales conversions. We don't teach email marketing. That is Marketing and Batch Academy. But if you're like, my social media is at the root cause of why my business isn't growing, and I know I need to master Instagram, well, you should check it out, because we are giving people amazing results, like insane results, because we really have a great time studying this stuff. So check it out. Go to InstaClubHub.com right now, and we keep you up to date and current. You will grow your Instagram. I promise you that.